Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. If you're downsizing your home due to an empty nest, there are certain factors you need to consider in order to create that new fresh space. Heather Higgins of Higgins Design Studio breaks it all down for Veronica Dagger, coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Heather Higgins is founder of Higgins Design Studio and an interior designer, and she's here to tell us how to downsize our home without feeling bad about it. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you back. So, Heather, you know, some of our listeners may be empty nesters looking to downsize, but this can be a tough thing to do.
It can be really tough. And, you know, just to add a point is today it's not just empty nesters.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of people are, you know, there's a trend of actually where a lot of people are moving closer to urban areas.
Oh, good point.
And so what they're doing is they're trading off larger living spaces
for smaller
ones that are a little closer. Closer to the city. But, you know, it's the same issue. It's usually different times of life, you know. The empty nesters may have had, you know, a large home in the suburbs, had a family, and the home was family-sized.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And then the people that are moving closer to the city, sometimes they are empty nesters. Mm. But sometimes they're younger, but they've been living at home in larger spaces.
Either way, so. I would think it can be an emotional time, an emotional thing to move. So I'm wondering if you are feeling that sense of loss. Do you have any tips on how we can overcome that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is mindset and to really remember why are you downsizing.
Good point.
And not see it as a punishment. You know, I live in a small space, so I'm constantly the advocate of, like, it's the keys to freedom.
Simpler life.
But not everyone feels that way. And so I think for empty nesters, a lot of times, it's the decision to try to simplify their life. Mm. And for people that want to move closer to the city, and usually their source of work, it's to have access, you know, maybe they can walk to work now. They have a wonderful walk to work.
It's a nice
instead
benefit.
Of an hour and a half commute.
You said also to, you know, consider your home as a fresh new slate, not a lesser version of your former home. So I guess that goes back to the
mindset.
I think that's
the key. That's the key point, is to not keep comparing about,
right.
You know, I don't have this. And in my old, you know, my old space, I could have had five of these.
Mm.
But the, you know, to look at it as a fresh new space. And also, I think it helps to try to identify some positive, you know, maybe you have a terrace now.
Right. What are the good parts? And, you know,
yeah.
And visualize the life that you're trying to embrace, not the life that you're trying to let go of. Now,
right.
Give us some tips on how we can make that new space feel more like home.
Well, you know, I think it's important before you move to go through your things and not just move everything with
you. Move all the trash in your area.
Exactly. Move your college yearbooks and things.
Right. Those are still my mom's house. What? Yeah.
No, but I think you really need to go through everything and make a well-edited list of things that you just can't live without. And what happens, I think, for most of us is that when you're doing it, there's some things that pop up, and they're just really tough to get rid of.
Oh, yeah.
You can live without them, but, you know, it's just really hard. And so, you know, one suggestion is to put those things into storage for 6 months and give it a little test and see, you know, do you really use them or do you need them?
Do you miss
within,
it?
Yeah. You may miss them.
Do you even remember what they are?
Right, exactly. It was like when I moved from my studio apartment and things were coming out of closets I didn't even know I had.
That's a great tip. What about overcrowding in your new space? Because I would think, hey, if you're going to a much smaller space, that could be a real issue.
You know, it really is. One of the things that you really need to avoid is, you know, overcrowding, because it's just going to emphasize the fact that you're in a smaller space.
Yeah.
So one of my tips is to select one great piece of furniture for the, you know, for the space, and one that makes a statement rather than, you know, trying to crowd in a number of little things because those will kind of go unnoticed and start to make you feel a little claustrophobic. So that's one good suggestion. The other is when you're purchasing new things, and, you know, even with the things that you have, try to ensure that every piece has a function to it. It's, you know, that's really important, unless it's, you know, a family heirloom and, you know, it is what it is. But some of the other the things that I would suggest, too, to help overcrowding is just to remember that in the smaller the space, the more organized that it has to be, and that storage is key. And if you can just keep that in mind, so if you have a choice between, let's say, buying a coffee table that actually has storage in it versus one that doesn't, you know which decision to make.
Great tips. These are all great tips. And this has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.